On the line now, I have Conor Goodman, features editor with the Irish Times. Hello, Conor, how are you?
Hello there, how are you?
You can hear me okay. Before we talk about the best place to live in Ireland and what it's all about, give us all the contact details and I'll get them off you again afterwards.
Well, what we're asking people to do is to visit our website, which is irishtimes.com, best place, irishtimes.com/best place. And there they will find a form where they can nominate the place that they live as the best place to live in Ireland, and also all the terms and conditions, the details, and a description of the competition. That's all there.
Okay, and the closing date for it?
The closing date is the end of May, although I encourage people to engage with it now in order to get their place up and out there.
Okay, now it's open countrywide, obviously. So is there any particular mode or way that people can approach? Is he looking for particularly rural places or maybe cities, or is it just wide open?
Well, it is wide open. What we did was kind of late last year, we thought a group of us were sitting down and we concluded that we were all a bit tired of doom and gloom and political stories, and that it would be great for the paper to do something that reflected the more positive aspects of Ireland. And we hit upon this competition, which is competition to find the best place to live in Ireland. And what we're asking people to do is to, as I said, go to the website and write a little account, a kind of a pitch for the place that they live, and tell us why it is their favourite, what they love about it, what great qualities it has. And it could be a city, it could be a suburb, it could be a large town, a tiny village, could be a remote area, really could be any type of place at all. What you need to do is identify what it is that you like about it and tell us.
So in those cases, if you pardon the pun, size doesn't matter.
It can be large or small. It can even be a remote community. It can be just a scattering of houses on a mountaintop. If it works for you, then we want to know about it. And we will put all of those before a panel of judges. And they will then weigh up the different criteria. And it doesn't need to be a beautiful place either. It can be, of course, can be somewhere with a lovely natural environment. But it can equally be somewhere with, could have great transport facilities, great employment opportunities, great sports team. Or it could be, it could even be a place that's, say it's undergone some kind of a difficulty. Maybe there's been a kind of a factory closure, something like that, and but has pulled together as a community and made the best of a difficult situation, and that can make somewhere great to live as well.
It's a great competition, I must say. But I suppose the best way to approach this for people would be, because initially when you read something like this, Connemara and all this come into your head, so to wipe the slate clean, just clear your mind. And for instance, a lot of the things you mentioned, but I remember in the past week I've heard one husband and wife talking, and the reason they moved to a rural area of Ireland was for the schools. They said it was the best education any child could get. It was in the local schools in a rural area, which sort of surprising reason for moving there, but obviously it worked for them.
Well, it's a key thing for a lot of people. I mean, the best place to live is the best place to raise your family if you have a family. And that's probably, if people are parents, that's their number one consideration. I would think that the best place to live is somewhere that you can raise a family or not, or, is equally good for young, old, middle-aged people, for everybody, really, and embraces people of all ages. But for many people, schools are kind of a key, key criterion in choosing where they live, and that is one of the things that will be put into the mix when we're making our judgment.
And I think as well, in the times that you're living in, as you said, we all need to be cheered up a little bit, but in the times we live in, a lot of people are pulling together, and sort of, especially if it's a small area, small town or village, they're doing all the work themselves. They're doing the work that the local councils don't be doing and stuff like that, so it's a great way of showcasing that.
If there's any silver lining to the cloudy atmosphere these days, it is that a lot of people have more time on their hands than they might have had during the boom years, and many of them are using that productively, using that for other people, and it's given us an opportunity to sort of slow down and reassess what the truly important things are.
Okay, obviously you're going to get lots and lots of entries for this. So how are you going to whittle it down? to the extent? Do you have a panel?
It's going before a panel of five judges, and each of those has a different expertise. We've got our own environment editor, Frank McDonald, so he will be looking at it from an environmental point of view. We've a psychologist, Maureen Gaffney, an architect, so he'll look at it from a design aspect, a statistician named Jared O'Neill from Amaric Research, and he will look at it more in terms of local patterns and the community aspect, those kind of things. So we've got a whole range of expertise, and they will go through the write-ups that people have written and look at it under various kind of more objective criteria as well, looking at statistics and that sort of thing.
And it's a good way for people to think about their own area as well, because I was thinking, as I was reading some of the stuff on it, that a lot of people, as I say, they should clear their mind and just look at where they live and think about how, why they live there, because there's been a lot of places built now with no amenities, recreational or otherwise, but they still might say, well, this for me is the best place to live. So it's to go at it with a clear mind, really, again, to repeat myself, Conor, isn't it?
Very much so. Very much so. It doesn't have to be. I mean, we've had nominations for, you know, the places we all think of as lovely. You know, Kinsale, Howth, Kenmare, all those lovely parts of the country. But equally, we've got places from right across the Dublin suburbs, right across the kind of the commuter counties, and in almost every county in Ireland, people have been nominating themselves and letting us know what it is about the place they live. Just maybe works for them.
Okay. I'll get all the details, if you don't mind, again, Conor, for how people can enter into this.
Well, the thing to do is to go to the Irish Times website, irishtimes.com/best place.
Okay. And the closing date is around the end of the month. And it'll be early in the summer. You'll be doing this probably over 2 months or so.
It's been up and running for 1 month. It runs for one more. Then over the course, after the closing date, then we'll announce a long list and then a short list, and then we'll announce a winner during June. And the winning place will get a plaque saying that it has been judged by the Irish Times to be the best place to live in Ireland. Mm-hmm. We'll do a story on it in the paper. We'll make a short film about it for our website, and there'll be some sort of prize-giving event there over the course later in the summer.
I have to say, it's a great initiative. It's the first time you've done this, Conor, yeah?
It is the first, maybe not the last.
Yeah, I'd say
it's the first time we've done it, and I must say it's a very enjoyable project to be involved with.
Indeed, indeed. Thank you very much, Conor. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. And that's Conor Goodman, features editor with the Irish Times. And again, it's irishtimes.com/best place, and you've got to the end of the month. But it's a great, great initiative.